Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Red Hot Comic Book Movie News, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
I'm here too. It's late. We're in the magic hour.
We certainly are.
The magic podcast hour. What do you think the primo time for recording a podcast is?
About 2 hours earlier than this, so we're wrapping up right now.
Yep, that's true.
What do you think?
Oh, we'll be wrapping up. It'd be so good. Oh, imagine we could just enjoy the rest of the evening.
We could go for a stroll.
That's true. We could go for a nice stroll.
Not now. We'll get stabbed.
Yeah, let's not go outside.
It's too late for that.
We could go for a stroll or a scroll.
Oh, like so nice good. A coffee scroll.
Yeah, that's right. Just pack on those calories late at night when your body can't handle it. That's what I say.
You want some Star Wars news?
Yeah.
Well, then you're in luck.
Oh,
the Obi-Wan.
I didn't really want Star Wars news. I didn't. I thought that was a misdirect.
What? What direction was
I going
to go?
You know how some people are like, you know when somebody's like, oh, can I eat the last slice of pizza? And you're like, all right. And then they actually do. You know?
You're like, I wanted that for breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I thought it was like that. You'd be like, oh, you want some Star Wars news? I'm like, yeah. And then I'd get credit for wanting Star Wars news. But then you wouldn't have any Star Wars news.
So you get all the benefits.
And none of the drawbacks. But here's some dumb Star Wars news, I guess.
No, this is good news, I think. Obi-Wan Kenobi, the film, is reportedly in the works.
Officially.
The Lucasfilm haven't announced it yet, but it's...
So unofficially.
It's as good as confirmed. Ewan McGregor has apparently not officially signed on yet, which I do not believe.
Mm-hmm.
Surely he would have by now. Because if this is coming out in 2020, you kind of need him on board.
What else has he got going on?
Trainspotting 3, if they ever get around to it.
Really? Surely not.
Yeah, I think they talked about maybe doing it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Did you see T2, Trainspotting 2, Judgment Day?
No, but people seem to like it.
I liked it, yeah. It was mm-hmm. better than I thought it would be. Stephen Daldry, who directed The Reader, The Hours, Billy Elliot, is apparently on board to direct. Have you seen any of those?
They're very action-packed, right?
Certainly.
Billy Elliot had the trench run in it, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah,
yes.
And The Hours had the Ewoks?
No, that one had the Darth Vader hallway scene.
Ah, that's true. It did, didn't it? Yeah, yeah.
So I guess I've only
The Reader had those walkers.
Yes.
She just wants to read. And there's all the stomping about.
That's true. Mm. So he's obviously more character-driven.
What I'm saying is movies sound boring.
No, Billy... Look,
I've seen Billy Elliot.
I've only seen Billy Elliot. It's great. I really like it. Okay. Well, those are more... There's clearly more focus on character, which is what they'd be going for in this. I don't think they're looking for a big, like, sand walker through the desert and he's cutting their legs off or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of a man being sad in a hut, not inside a Jabba the Hutt. He's cut his way in to keep cool.
Nice.
It's the opposite on Tatooine.
I love it.
And apparently there's no script in place, which, again, that cannot be true. It's 2020.
No, maybe it is. Maybe they're doing it, like... 40-year-old virgin style, where there's not going to be any script, just all improv. Say something else. Okay, you, and say something else crazy. Say something else crazy.
I hate the desert. It's boring.
Good. Say another one. Yeah, that'd be really good.
Can I get out of this hut?
Nice.
No. Look, Star Wars films don't favour improv, as we've discovered recently.
Never before has there been a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. Go again. Never before has there been a bigger bunch of pricks in a hut. Go again. I don't know.
Yeah, so I mean, look, we've talked about this for years, and it was kind of...
Some would say incessantly.
Yeah, some would say that. Now that it's here, I'm kind of like, because I've been like, yeah, I'd like to see it, but now I'm like, This is the sixth prequel, if you don't count the animated movie. So there's this is the one I've always kind of wanted to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, let's bloody give it a go. But after this, can we step outside of this time period, like of around New Hope?
Because yeah,
Rogue One,
be good, yeah.
Han Solo, this, Star Wars Rebels, all the, like, can we
Star
move
Wars,
forward? Star Wars, yeah, the movie Star Wars,
the movie Star Wars. Yeah.
But I think probably after what's it called? Episode 8, then they can move forward because they'll fill in some of those gaps.
Yeah, so right, exactly.
Take a bit of a time jump.
But, what if it's like Logan style?
I'd love that.
That'd be good, right?
What if it's like Gangnam style?
No. Oh, yeah, that'd be very good.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to be all on the desert? Is he going to go off world?
I hope it's all on the desert.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope it's...
You don't think he'd be called to adventure?
No, see, I don't like the idea that he's exiled himself to the desert and then he just keeps making little jaunts off planet.
But what if he only does one? So he's like, and he's kind of like, I hate doing this.
What if he only does one and then he lands back on Tatooine and he's like, never again. And then like another minor character like Lando shows up and he's like, Obi-Wan, I'm having trouble on Cloud City. And Ewan McGregor's like, here we go again.
That's where it ends,
yeah.
Sure. But yeah, look, I think there's a good chance that it won't be. He'll go up against like Hutt crime lords or some variation on that. They can't do Darth Maul because he killed him in Rebels.
That's true.
People have said maybe Darth Vader because there is wiggle room for some of the dialogue where they could have another confrontation. But it couldn't really be on Tatooine though, because that would mean that Darth Vader would look for him there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm thinking I'm going to do a video on it, so I'll give it some thought this week, and then I'll send it straight to you, Mason.
Thank you.
And you can watch it 10 times.
I can watch it 10
times. It helps my statistics.
Oh, okay, then I'll watch it 10 times. Can I just leave it on in the background?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Yeah. Put it on, drop your phone in the toilet. Just let it run.
In this scenario, I imagine that I played it on my computer, and then I just threw my phone in the toilet for no reason. So good.
Good as any. Is there anything in particular you want to see from it, though, before we move on?
Hand chopping.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Maybe foot chopping.
Foot chopping?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, we haven't seen some foot chopping. He does love a foot chop. He did it to Darth Vader.
He sure did.
Yeah. I'm not against that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Nice.
Good.
Yep.
You like Gremlins?
Yeah.
You like Gremlins 3?
There is no Gremlins 3.
Yet.
Oh, what?
All-female Gremlins reboot. No. That would go down real well. Mm. The original writer Chris Columbus is writing this one. He's called it twisted and dark as anything. It's going to have minimal CGI, maximum puppets. The only difference being that you can now CGI out puppeteers.
Sure, good.
So they can be in
I'm sick to death
suits.
Of them, quite frankly. Can we CGI them out in real life?
Please.
Getting all
the credit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just show ponies, aren't they?
They really are.
Puppeting about.
And sometimes show bears. Yeah. And sometimes show marionettes.
Very good.
Sometimes show he's a little boy and he's got a little bow tie he's made of wood.
Speaking of, the last episode of Do Go On is about the Muppets.
About the Muppets. Yeah, that's so right, and Jim Henson.
That's definitely worth checking out. It's very funny.
Yeah.
Just does the report.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
I don't know. Gremlins, they've kind of talked about this for a while. I like Gremlins 1 and 2. I think 2 is okay. I know people are like, it's not as good, whatever, but...
No, a lot of people say 2 is the best one.
Oh, really?
I think it might be the best one, yeah.
Well, it's got the bat gremlin that makes the bat...
Yeah, it's the one...
It's got the electric gremlin.
Yeah, exactly. All the stops were pulled out in Gremlins 2. I feel that, yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Also, Leonard Maltin's killed in it. Not in real life.
Is it actually him, though?
Yeah.
I thought it was an actor pretending to...
I'm almost entirely... And I haven't seen the movie, like... Since it came out on VHS, but I'm 99% certain it's the actual Leonard Maltin.
If everyone could tweet Mason incessantly, either whether it is or isn't, that would be
great.
Thank you,
that would be really good, yeah. Wouldn't it though?
At Wikipedia Brown.
Thank you, if you could.
Well, this is the thing they're doing. It's the flavor of the month, bringing back, instead of rebooting, just doing a sequel 20, 30 years later.
Yeah. Do you think that people, I was just thinking about this the other day, do you think that people who are in movies now are like... They're like, okay, I'm going to get my paycheck for this movie. I'm going to get residuals.
Right.
While, you know, when it's on TV and what have you. And in 20 years, they're going to do a sequel and I'm going to be in that as well.
It's very possible.
I think people, do you think people are like getting home loans in Hollywood based on the fact that they're in 20 years, they're going to get another paycheck? I hope so.
I'm trying to think of it. What's a show that could come? So like Dexter in like 20 years.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Michael C. Hall's like, I'm ready. I'm ready to come out of the woods.
Exactly.
Cash that check.
That's right.
I'm ready for my Gamer sequel. I'm going to cash that check. That's right. Himself. Yeah, great. Good. Excellent. Game of Thrones leaked again. Not some kind of hack. Wasn't a hack attack.
What was it?
Spain, HBO, whatever the service they have over there. Yep. Just played it.
Great. Terrific. I wonder what it replaced.
Yeah, good question.
Probably one of those telenovelas.
Maracas TV.
Maracas TV, precisely.
Those are all the things we know about Spain.
Yeah.
You know, there is some Spanish in me, Mason. Not like a little man who's crawled inside me and operates me like a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in my family.
Oh, yes.
Olé? Is that racist?
Well, now you've informed us of your rich Spanish heritage, it's not racist.
Okay, good.
But before it definitely was.
Have you been keeping up with Game of Thrones? Because we're going to do our Game of Thrones recap soon.
I'm behind,
Mason.
But I'll get there.
How behind are you?
How many episodes have come out?
Six.
I'm three behind.
Well, six including the leaked one, I guess.
And I think I'm three.
Okay.
Wait. Yeah, I'm three behind.
Okay, yep. Good. Are you enjoying it so far?
Yeah. It's all right. It's fine.
I don't believe you.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you watch stuff when it's leaked early? Like something like this?
If I'm literally at my computer or iPad or something at the time, I'll probably click over and I'll click to see what the quality is like.
Right, right.
And if I'm there and it's good quality and I'm up to date anyway,
and
I'll probably give it a go.
Throw your phone in the toilet.
Yeah, exactly. But I think what happens is if I miss the window and it's like it's leaked and it's out there, you just have to jump down the rabbit hole and try and find it.
Right.
And like all the rapid shares or whatever get deleted and then you have to kind of chase it.
And there's a whole bunch of fake links.
Exactly. You've got to chase it down. I'm like, I can't be bothered. Either watch it now or wait a day.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Who cares?
Which is what you can do now, Mason.
Yeah.
Very good. Bond is back for real. He's back.
Yep.
Daniel Craig announced it on last late night. Stephen Colbert he's got a talk show.
Huh, there you go.
Late night talk show, man.
I never watched Stephen Colbert...
Before? Like,
no, I never watch a full episode. I always just watch snippets. So
yeah,
honestly, I have no idea what his show's about.
It's like a talk show.
I had no idea he even had guests.
It's more political. It's got a political slant, but it's kind of a mix of like, you know, your traditional kind of talk show, but it's got a bit of a political edge.
I didn't know he had guests that were just entertainment guests.
He
there
does.
You go. Right.
He'll get a Kristen
How was Daniel
Ritter.
Craig?
He was delightful.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody is when you're getting paid millions of dollars to present
That's
a movie.
That's true.
Except for him. Not
and he's... And he's
present
I,
a movie.
I guess at this point he's literally at the furthest point he can be from making a Bond film, so he's probably also the happiest he can possibly be. Like he's right in this. He's right in the swing of the pendulum where he's like, oh, I'm so carefree. I don't have to...
Yeah.
I'm not...
I don't have to sit in a room for 3 months.
That's right.
Being asked if I'm going to do another one.
Exactly. People questioning my manhood. Oh, Bob, James Bond wouldn't do that, would he? Wouldn't sip from that side of a mug, would he? No. No, very inappropriate.
Now, we've talked about this, how it's time to move on or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But he's coming back. I think it is a good opportunity to go out on a high. Just do a real good bang-up one.
Yep.
And then move on.
That being said, I would kind of... I've had some time to think about it.
Yeah.
I kind of am now on board with the idea that his last one is a remake of On Her Majesty's Secret Service. He marries the love of his life.
Yeah.
Then she is killed at the end of this one. Then they switch actors and it's another Bond avenging the death of his wife.
And it's a lady Bond.
It's a lady Bond, exactly. Oh, that'd be so good.
So, yeah, I think he just wants to go out on a high. You know, he hasn't done the most films, but this is apparently the longest tenure.
Right,
as Bond,
okay, sure.
Because it's been since, 2006.
Yeah, right.
And he'll finish in 2018 or 2019. I can't remember when they said it will come out.
Uh-huh.
So even though Connery did one like in the 80s.
Sure, yeah.
Like an unofficial one. But this is the longest official jaunt. So yeah, then he'll bloody wrap it up. There was also James Bond.
Do you think Daniel Craig would be happy if you called his career as Bond a jaunt? How's your little jaunt been?
He wouldn't be happy.
Mm.
He'd tear off his tiny little suit and he'd come after you.
That's right.
But on the James Bonding podcast.
Oh yes.
You know, the podcast that's all about James Bond. It's a great podcast.
Leonard Maltin as himself, Gremlins 2.
So people don't have to tweet at you?
No, do it anyway. People will. People won't. People will. They'll stop listening.
Yeah.
At that point, outraged, and they'll just tweet at me anyway.
As a kid, that meant nothing to me as well. I remember seeing you be like, I don't know who this is.
Yeah, right.
Because didn't he rubbish the first one?
He rubbished the first one. Yeah, and then he, I think
what
he...
What a good sport.
And then I think he...
Like came around? Or?
He came around a little bit, I think. Yeah. And then, yeah.
No, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it would have been weird and gross and horrible at the time because it's like a kid's movie sort of.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
I guess there's, it doesn't really exist anymore, but like movies that have kids in them but aren't really about the kids.
Yeah.
Like Bad News Bears.
Like Stranger Things.
Exactly, like Stranger Things. All right, it's back.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were saying James Bonding podcast. I nearly said our friends at the James Bonding podcast.
I wish.
We've never met them.
I would
never
love
spoken
that.
To them. Yeah.
Matt Meyer and Matt Gawley.
The Matts. Yeah.
Our friends.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they said that they had they got an inside word that apparently one of the reasons he came back, and this is just a rumor, is that...
All the money?
All the money, yes. Mm-hmm. But they were looking at Tom Hardy, potentially, to replace him. And Daniel Craig hates Tom Hardy.
Oh, really?
Like, over my dead body, Tom. I don't think Tom Hardy would be a good Bond. I think he's too similar to Daniel Craig, like the gruff kind of Bond.
Right.
I think you go slicker. I don't think you cast the same.
Really? I think Tom Hardy is a slicker Daniel Craig.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oilier, certainly.
Yeah, well, maybe. But, you know, like, I guess because, seeing him in Mad Max, he's that kind of rough.
Yeah, okay, right, sure.
That rough, he'd be that... Uh-huh. I mean, they could slick him up, sure.
That's true. But I might think of him in, like, Inception.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
But he's cartoonishly smooth in that.
Yeah, but he's also bulky, you know?
Yeah,
but
you're right.
He could slim down. But, you know, I'm thinking, like another name people have said is Tom Hiddleston. You know, just go leaner and you know.
Right, sure.
Go more Dalton than him is what I'm saying. Also, when they reboot it again or whatever they do, the new one, they should do a period one. They should just take it back. Because then you can bring in all the 60s gadgets and whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, looking at The Man from U.N.C.L.E., that's, you know, it's okay.
Sure.
I like the setting more than I like that movie. And I'd like to see a really good Bond movie made now but set then.
Right.
Yeah. Or in the future.
Whoa.
Lasers and
space cars.
Boats that turn into cars and vice versa.
Yeah, that's right. That's Beyond 2000 always promised us. Yeah, that'd be great.
Amazing future technology.
Mm.
Cars that come out of the back, planes that come out of the back of horse floats. Think of all the things you could do in the future that you couldn't
so
do in a Bond film.
That's right.
Yeah.
A watch that unzips a lady's dress, but it's a space dress.
These are all great ideas,
Grayson. They're great ideas, aren't they?
Hope you're taking notes. We could send them to the studio.
Mm.
What do we got here? This is a big thing on the internet this week. I mean, not the biggest thing on the internet because there were some terrible things going on, obviously.
Sure, right.
But
yeah.
The director of Kong Skull Island, Jordan Vogt. Rob, I don't know how to say his name. It's V-O-G-T. How do you say that?
Vogt?
Good. Roberts.
Vogt. Mm, I don't know.
I don't know either. CinemaSins... Which we talked about, I asked you before whether you're familiar with them. They're a YouTube channel where they count the sins of a movie. Like,
and how do they define a sin?
It can be anything from like, this is a continuity error or just kind of a personal preference or...
Oh, well.
Yeah, it's not like it started as...
Doesn't sound as scientific as I was hoping.
No. Well, it started as like a 3 to 4 minute, like you've seen an honest trailer, I'm sure.
Yes.
It started like that length, but they've... slowly like ballooned out to 18 minutes.
Oh, right, okay.
And they did one on Kong Skull Island.
Right.
And the director kind of did this massive tweet tirade
that I
against
saw.
Them. Oh, you
yeah.
saw that?
I okay, saw that, yeah.
And look, I'm not a huge CinemaSins fan. I don't think I've watched one of their videos for like 3 to 4 years.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's a situation where he's allowed to shoot back. You know what I mean? Criticism
works
both ways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And like I've got a quote here if you want me to read it out. You ready for this? There's a lot of them, but
I'd rather you don't read it.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
I'll just read it
You've
to myself.
Earned it.
People are completely misusing the word satire when defending CinemaSins videos, but in reality, this is really small text. So I'm really having trouble reading this.
And it's late.
But in reality, CinemaSins is the YouTube equivalent of Friedberg and Seltzer movies like Epic Movie, Date Movie, etc., etc.
Ooh, burn.
So he's saying that there are legitimate criticisms on YouTube. He mentions Honest Trailers. He mentions Red Letter Media, but he's like, these guys are just pedantic and no good and kind of mean-spirited. There's also a tweet from Ryan Johnson from 2013.
Yes.
Who just said in passing that about Looper. He's like, I thought this would be fun, but this is kind of mean. And right. Yeah, so. Mm.
Well, I'm on CinemaSinside again. Be mean to Looper if you want. But, nah, just kidding.
I like Looper a lot, you Mason. Would. You're the only one apparently. In CinemaSins.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't know.
I am CinemaSins, twist.
Yeah, but what do you think about, like, the idea of taking a movie, 18 minutes seems excessive.
Yeah, you'd have to really hate the movie, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they do it for
anyway,
everything.
Go to Bandcamp and listen to our commentaries about Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Or Caravan of Garbage.
Wait, did we do Suicide Squad? We haven't done that one yet. We haven't done it yet. Okay.
We should do it at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I think, but CinemaSins haven't said anything in like retaliation or anything because I guess they know it kind of.
They've been shamed.
Well, I guess they know it kind of works.
Uh-huh.
Works both ways.
I feel maybe it's an issue of picking your targets in the sense of like, again, like maybe like I feel strongly like a film like Suicide Squad is a film made by committee,
right?
And you know, ultimately it's like it's a product and it's not a film.
Right.
And I feel like if you wanted, and you know because you know the director had some kind of vision and then it was taken to pieces by the
Jared Leto.
By Jared Leto, the real monster, and the producers to make what it turned into,
yeah.
and so it's just this product, and I feel you can, you know, take that apart if you want, but if there's a director that has some sort of vision and really, you know, worked his ass off to make something that he hoped people would enjoy, and there's somebody going, no, oh, I'm sick of these movies because one of the criticisms I think was, oh, I'm sick of these movies that just, you know, throw in a song from the 70s to prove that it's from the 70s or whatever. And he's like, I did that, you know, it happened once.
Yeah. What are you really supposed to play if you want to play music in the
70s? Yeah, right, exactly.
You know
what
I mean? Like, yeah.
So I think, you know, there's a difference between going, well, this movie was just a movie built by committee to sell action figures or whatever. Let's make fun of it. And somebody really trying to make something good. And then you're going, oh, well. Oh, this character wouldn't wear that.
You know. Sure, yeah.
Oh, I'm CinemaSins.
You are CinemaSins.
That's right. Yeah. That's the voice he uses.
That's the voice.
Or she, I don't know.
Who knows? Anyway, I just thought it was interesting.
Mm, it is interesting.
We're going to get into some Netflix news for Marvel things. Because
and then are you going to segue seamlessly?
We're gearing up, Mason. Mm-hmm. You won't even notice a segue. It'll be the end of the show, and you won't even realize what happened.
Whoa!
Kilgrave is back for Jessica Jones season 2.
Oh, yeah, I saw those set photos, yeah.
I'm presuming he's some kind of like, I'm in your mind still.
Well, he's talking to, in the photo, it's Jessica Jones and him, and they're talking to Malcolm, the...
All right, yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
The guy who everybody assumed was addicted to heroin, but actually it turned out he was under the control of Kilgrave.
But he was also addicted to heroin.
He was also that was true.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He's got his new haircut.
Yeah.
So it's current day. So our choices are Kilgrave's back from the dead or he's inside Jessica Jones's mind, I feel. And
which
I think it's the second option.
Yeah.
Although the comic book version of Kilgrave can come back from the dead.
Right.
So
but this guy, the comic book version is also purple.
He's literally a purple man, yes. And then I think maybe he had a whole bunch of kids who dismembered him. So I think he's definitely dead again.
I think it would be interesting, or it could be interesting, where you bring him back anyway, because she snapped his neck.
That's true.
He could come back in a wheelchair, potentially.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah. I like that villain a lot.
Yeah, so. He could come back with his head all twisted around. Yes. There's a Nightwing villain... who was like a corrupt cop. He was a cop on the take. And Blockbuster, who's like a Hulk, giant, sort of giant hulking, or like a Bane
super
kind
chain.
Of
guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like twisted his neck around and he didn't die. So like, he's imagine like a gangster with like a Tommy gun.
Oh, he's
and his head's turned around and he's got like mirrored glasses so he can see what he's shooting at. So what I'm saying is bring David Tennant back like that.
Just with a backwards head.
Yeah, with a backwards head.
No worries.
He's like... Don't leave me, Jessica! But his head's backwards. And she just walks away. He's staring down the wrong way down the corridor.
I think it's, for me, villains in the mind doesn't always work well. You know, it's sometimes kind of like, you're not really there, so I don't care. You know?
Sure,
it's just
okay,
like,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like if he was if he literally transferred his consciousness into her brain, which he can't do,
yeah,
then... I guess that's different, but I don't know. The Punisher also had a teaser trailer.
Yes, he did.
We can talk more about that more when we get into the Defenders, which we can get into now. Well, Mason.
But also I want to say,
I'm ready.
Look, it looked good, and you know, we see his family, we see them, I assume, being killed by like mob guys with whatever, with the masks on. Looks pretty grim.
Mob guys.
We don't see a minigun in operation yet, which is very disappointing. But
we see his army background that they're talking about.
True, yeah.
That. Yeah.
What we do see is a Punisher trend that I find is unacceptable, which is him carving a Punisher logo into something where he definitely couldn't do it. Like in the Thomas Jane Punisher movie, he builds some sort of elaborate bomb situation where all the cars in the parking lot blow up in the exact...
I think this is just a teaser trailer thing.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think he's actually going to be like, hard day's work.
That's true.
And all he's doing is carving a skull into concrete with a sledgehammer.
All I'm saying.
He's probably getting like a chest filled with guns. And then for the teaser, that's out of the whatever.
Yeah, right,
get over it, Mason.
I won't.
Just suspend your disbelief for once in your fucking life.
I will never do that.
But are you looking forward to it?
Yes.
13 episodes.
Mm.
So they're back to form.
Oh, they're back to full form. Okay.
I think
they're doing it backwards. I think you do 8 episodes for the individual characters, and then you do 13 for the team. Or maybe 10 for the team.
Or 13.
Or take
or
one for the team.
Yeah, take one for the team. Mm.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, let's get into the Defenders then. We're going to go non-spoilers then spoilers.
Nice.
It's definitely... I'd imagine a lot of people would have seen it by now because it's way brisker.
Yeah, the hallways of New York, look out. Just bloody look out, the Defenders are here and you are going to get wrecked.
So, yeah, we'll mark very clearly when it's spoilers. I guess we'll just talk in generalities. But
nice.
if you don't want to know anything, maybe just watch it before.
That could be our catchphrase. I suppose we'll just talk in generalities.
Yeah, we'll just kind of
trademark symbol.
Mason, the Defenders get together.
Yep.
But what do you specifically think the story was
this time? Oh, no. Hang on. Let me think. I haven't had to do one of these for a while. All right. So.
New York.
New York's back, baby. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm walking here.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Flickering corridors.
Oh, so many corridors. Mm. Anyway, the Hand are in New York. They want to destroy New York. Classic.
Yep.
Classic The Hand.
Or is it? Do we know their plan leading up to this?
No.
Not really.
No.
Anyway, keep going.
And then.
You're doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you. And then. Then the Defenders are going to stop them.
Aren't they just? Mm. But first, they have to work out whether they...
are the Defenders.
And they are.
They are the Defenders.
Definitively.
Do they say the Defenders? I don't think they
do.
No.
There's like... they say the word Defender, Defending and whatever, but not specifically.
Danny Rand says, "I'm the immortal Iron Fist" about 90 times.
Well, he is.
He certainly is. He's not wrong.
But he is.
Anyway, everybody's back.
Yeah.
All your favourites.
Some of your favourites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Matt Murdock, Matt Stick. Murdock's friend, Foggy Murdock.
Foggy Murdock.
Foggy Nelson.
Colleen
Karen,
Wing.
Colleen Wing. Stick is back. You're right. Madam Gao is back. Rosario Dawson's character, Claire, she's back.
Turk Barrett is back.
Turk Barrett's back briefly, baby.
Yeah, Josie's bar.
Misty Knight is back.
Yeah.
That's all the characters that we know and love, they're back. Got him. Bloody got him. By his absence, we bloody got him.
What did you think of this, though?
I liked it. Yeah. I liked it. I enjoyed it. It was brisk.
Yeah, it
like
was
you
brisk.
Said.
Yeah. I think it's more on par with like a Daredevil season 2. I don't think it was as good as the first season of Daredevil or Jessica Jones.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely better than Iron Fist and Luke Cage.
Here's the thing. This is good.
Mm.
Here's my coming just out of this, because I just watched the last episode before we started here.
Yeah.
It's good and fun, but it's not about anything. I feel it's quite similar to like the Avengers. Like, I think they followed that form. Like, it's not about, you know, surviving trauma and the long-term effects of it. And it's not about, you know, is vigilantism an effective way to get justice, and how far is too far? It's just, here's four people that are really good at punching. Let's get them together.
Let's punch
together as a team. That's the whole thing. But like,
right.
There's even like, in terms of it being like the Avengers, there's even a couple of like long form shots where we bounce from one character to another. They're all in the same scene and they're all fighting people in their own inimitable styles kind of thing.
It's mostly just punching.
It's mostly punching though, yeah. Yeah.
They all just have punching abilities.
So good though.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I think in this one, as opposed to the last couple, they do retain their individual personalities.
Yes.
Like the fight choreography is so much better in terms of...
It's so much better, yeah.
Finally. Like in terms of you can... you could tell, even if they were just swinging in the dark, you could tell which characters were which.
Yes.
Based on how they fight. As opposed to Iron Fist, where it could have been... It should have been...
That should have been the martial arts.
That should have been the martial arts one, yeah.
Yeah. And I like for Luke Cage and Jessica Jones, which has okay fight choreography, Jessica Jones is probably a bit better, but they're not fighters in that sense.
Yes.
So you're kind of like, well, they're just kind of brawlers, so
yeah, right.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But no, this is definitely more Daredevil than it was, that there was Iron Fist in terms of choreography. Because I guess that guy who did the showrunner went off and did the Inhumans. It's coming up very soon.
Terrific.
So, look forward to that. You know what I did like about this? I think they meshed really well.
I think so too. And they didn't lose their individuality.
Their sass.
That's right, yeah.
Danny Rand's naivety. Jessica Jones's sass. Luke Cage's stoicness.
And his yellow t-shirt.
His yellow tee.
Yeah. Matt Murdock's ability to look slightly stunned whenever he takes the mask off.
Yeah.
Whenever he's got the the suit on, but he takes the mask off and his hair's all askew and he's got the look and he just looks stunned all the time.
You did the look like of two eyes going askew because he's blind.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Mm.
Yeah. And he's sick of it. He's sick of all of it, which I enjoyed as well. Like, I like how when Stick rocks up to be like, that's the end of the New York and whatever. And Dad, I was like, this guy.
Yeah. God. They meshed really well in the sense that we got their personalities from their own individual series, and then we got to see them get together and clash. So we got Iron Fist being like, "I'm Iron Fist, right?" But then he gets some pushback from some actual characters, as opposed to a whole bunch of enablers that he had in his own series.
Absolutely,
we have Jessica Jones and Luke Cage specifically being like, "Stop whining, idiot." And I think in retrospect, I think they have listened to the fans in that.
But that's the thing. This was mostly filmed done before Iron Fist.
Oh, really?
So this was kind of a natural progression.
Okay.
But I thought that was some of my favorite stuff. Stick calls him a thundering dumbass.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoyed.
Do you think that they built this, like they built Luke Cage and they built Iron Fist and they built Defenders with the idea that... I think they were going to claim this, that they built it with the idea that it's all been building up to this. That's why he's so whiny in his own series, because then he's going to meet these other characters and they're going to bring him down to earth. I think they're going to claim that, but I think that's incorrect.
I think I think it plays better than they expected because people didn't like him so much.
Yeah, that's
because there's probably
true.
Not as much of it as we think there is.
Yeah. And I don't think that's down to Finn Jones being a bad actor.
No, right? I think he's fine.
Like,
I'm sure
we discussed it last time, but it's not. It's just that they didn't write the character. They wrote the character wildly and consistently all the time, and they gave him, as we learned last time, you know, 15 minutes to learn the fight scene choreography for a scene coming up.
Yeah,
and he's not a. That's the thing. He's not a martial arts guy.
No,
but neither was Keanu Reeves before he signed on for The Matrix.
That's
you know?
True, yeah.
But they gave, you know, Keanu got time and he got good choreographers and he got good martial arts instructors and good editing and what have you.
Mm.
And they fixed, like in this, you know, we get Sigourney Weaver. Sigourney Weaver just briefly appears to be somebody who's convincingly good at kung fu.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But I don't know if she is. But
it's good enough.
It was good editing and good blocking, and it makes it look like she knows what she's doing.
What I thought was interesting, I don't know whether they did this on purpose or whether it's what I'm reading into it. He's not a good fighter comparatively to the other defenders. He gets beat up by all of them. No, I don't think, maybe not just
Jessica
Jones.
Why are we talking about
Iron Fist?
Is this just going to be a criticism of Iron Fist the whole time?
Potentially.
Yeah.
But he has a one-to-one fight with Daredevil, and he gets the shit kicked out of him.
That's true.
Like, Should he not be a better fighter than Daredevil?
He really should.
I mean, yeah. Daredevil's a brawler. Iron Fist is like finesse and kung fu.
But Daredevil
fu and
also knows a lot of kung fu.
Yeah, like but Daredevil wasn't...
We're using kung fu as the generic sense.
Sure, yes. But Daredevil
back
wasn't...
in the day, they used to be called karate kung fu blockbusters.
Right.
Like in the...
Like those like two
the,
things go
like
together.
Like the you know, the Canon group would release karate kung fu blockbusters because it was just... It was all the same.
Why not?
Yeah.
But, like, Daredevil wasn't hit with sticks since he was 12 until he was good at kung
fu. Yeah. Like, new listeners, if you want to go back to our Iron Fist episode, yeah, he should be, they didn't build him correctly in his own season.
Yeah.
He should have been a guy, it started out promisingly where he goes, he's attacked by some security guards that want to detain him, and he just sweeps them aside like they're nothing.
Yeah.
And you go, okay, this is going to be that character. He's going to have you have to be supernatural to even stand a chance against him. But then they didn't do that. And
no.
He was having trouble just fighting one guy in a truck or whatever.
And that's what's happening now. Like, he'll get beat up until he decides to summon the Iron Fist.
Just use the Iron Fist
all
the time.
If he even can, though, because sometimes he can't. And then he'll, like, clear a room, and that'll be the end of the fight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so anyway, there's stuff about him I want to talk about in spoilers.
It should just be him just swatting, like... But that's the thing, like, it's not like they go, oh, well, he wasn't in a situation where he could do that. Write a situation where he can just, like, just, it should be a scene where he's trapped on one side of a door and the rest of the defenders is trapped on the other side of a door and he's fighting 50 guys and they're fighting 10 and they're, you know, having trouble because they're trained ninjas and he's just swatting everybody.
Yeah.
Like, it's one punch and everybody's out and he fights 50 guys in the time it takes him to, you know, take out 10, and then the door's open, and he's like, I did it. Exactly, right?
You could do it off screen.
You could do it off screen, it's fine. That would be visually very effective.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to get back to him. We'll talk about him more in spoilers, because I've got some stuff I want to say. Is Stick an idiot? In the sense that he kept the secret of what all this has been about, but it, like you said, it didn't really feel like it was building to anything that he couldn't have just said. Like,
right, sure, yeah.
Like, without spoil,
it's a post-it note situation.
Yeah, I can't spoil.
Just leave a note on all their fridges that says "surprise." They're up to this
because what the hand is after, and we'll talk about this in spoilers, is something where you could just say that. It's one sentence.
Mm.
Like, it's weird, but he could explain it. Don't be like, "There's a war coming, Matt. We have to train together, and you got to join me. We got to kill a kid in a truck."
Remember? Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah,
do that. Like, there's none of that. I feel like the build up didn't. It sounds like I hate this series. I really didn't. I enjoyed it quite a lot.
I liked it a lot, yeah.
It was slow to start. Like, the first 2.5 hours until they met, I'm like, move it
along.
It
felt to me like a long movie as opposed to a very long series. It felt
like you're going to say a very long movie.
Mm.
It felt like a long movie as opposed to a very,
very long,
long
movie.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, anyway, sorry, what were you going to say?
I can't remember.
Or was I saying something?
You were saying something, yeah.
Also, I feel like the hand... They always seemed to be on top of things and they were running New York and they had their hand in everything.
Ha!
Very good.
Nice.
You know, and they were behind politicians and they were manipulating whatever. And at this, they just were kind of like, what are we doing? Are we, you know, it felt like they didn't have it together. Uh-huh. Like all the members of the Hand are revealed and the head of the Hand who's Sigourney Weaver, but I didn't feel like, oh, now that she's here, now everybody's in trouble. It felt like they were always on the back foot the entire time.
Interesting, okay, yeah. Right.
Was that just me?
Maybe. I mean, I feel like they were always...
I guess they'd be beaten down at this point.
Sure.
Like each season they've been kind of chipped away.
Yeah, but you want them to be more of an oppressive force. Like, you know, if you, you know, when the defenders are all in a building and they're being surrounded, you want it to feel like there's more of a threat than there is. And
right,
I think in a lot of cases, it did feel like, you know, the Hand are just going to send in 20 guys and the defenders are going to beat up 20 guys.
Yes.
And then, yeah.
Mm. Exactly. Like, they're like, oh no, they found us. It doesn't matter because you're all amazing fighters.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
And eventually Iron Fist is going to use his Iron Fist.
That's right. Exactly. Like, do you remember when Daredevil fought the ninja that caught on fire?
Back in season two?
I think it was season one. Right. Oh, he came back in season two, but... Do you remember he got really, like, it was him one-on-one. But here, any of them, I feel, could beat up any member of the Hand.
Sure, right.
One-to-one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe that was just me. Yeah. So Sigourney Weaver was good. I liked the members of the Hand, but...
Same.
I didn't feel that kind of... I guess when the curtains pull back, you're like, oh, they're just...
Sigourney Weaver, Madame Gao.
Bakudo.
That guy who only really existed... To be cannon fodder.
Yes, exactly. There was more magical stuff, I guess, because Iron Fist has kind of opened up, but I don't feel like there was enough. Is that just me?
How much more would you be willing to accept?
Well, this I can't really say it in spoilers, but
okay.
There's things that they show or hint towards where I'm like, I want to see more of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe budgetary constraints.
No doubt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's Marvel Television, so they're pretty tight on that. Did you notice there were some few weird green screen compositing shots in the elevator sequence?
No.
No?
No.
I'll show you some clips, Mason.
Okay, great.
Ready to
ruin the magic.
You'll
be fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. But no. Also, this felt there was a real disconnect between this and the MCU. There wasn't any mentions of like Hulk. Captain America.
Oh, right, okay,
sure. Not that I caught. Maybe there was. I did an Easter egg video, Mason. You can check it out.
Hello.
The links below. But
did you enjoy doing that?
I actually was fine because it was eight. It was breeze. Yeah. Uh-huh. But but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. But I wonder whether that's the direction that these shows are going to go now because they're like, you know what? Forget all that. We're just going to do our own.
Which is a real shame.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would love to see like Matt Murdock in a Captain America movie or any movie.
As I've said, actually, we got an email, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Our first email.
I know, right? Finally. Ding, ring the bell. Ring the email bell. Aaron B. Says, if we had complete creative control over the MCU properties, how would we introduce the... Oh, that's the email bell.
It's the email bell.
Nice. How would we introduce the Defenders and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. into the movie-verse? And see, I've always wanted the Defenders... on Earth during Infinity War.
Right.
So the Avengers are off in outer space doing space stuff.
Yeah.
And then like Hydra or whoever are like, well, now's our chance
to
destroy New York because we have to destroy New York for some reason. And then the Defenders are there. Like, so you show up, throw them in as a surprise and be like, ta-da, the Defenders are here.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they won't because...
No, because of this
which is real
weird rift. Yeah.
Also, Aaron wants to know if you can be the official Luke Cage of the podcast. Yes, you can. I'm large, black, and as far as I know, bulletproof.
As far as he knows.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't have to test it. We believe you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would work perfectly. It wouldn't even need to be a long sequence.
Yeah.
You know, it could just be, this is what these guys are kind of
off camera.
Off camera, Mason.
A lot of thumping and then Luke and then Iron Fist like, I got them all, guys.
I got them all.
I did my Iron Fist. Everything's fine.
It is weird that like Spider-Man's having fun like a few suburbs over and then all this is happening. There's
isn't it though?
All sorts of...
I feel that there should at least be some sort of, at least one throwaway line as to why the Avengers aren't there.
Right, yeah.
Like, they're sick.
Well, it's just, maybe they went... They got the call and they went, it's just ninjas.
Sure, right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we also don't know when this is set. Is it set now? Because the timeline got all thrown out, so.
You're right. That's
maybe
true.
It's set during Infinity War.
Maybe. You're right.
We don't really know. Or maybe we do. Maybe that's been definitively answered. It probably has. It's probably a newspaper clipping in the background
right.
or something. But no, all in all, look, before we get into spoilers,
mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. I think a lot of people have said, could I skip like Iron Fist or Luke Cage and come into this? I think you could.
Yeah.
I think you could probably, you know. I
think maybe, we have an email on that as well.
Maybe just, yeah, okay, cool. Just second email.
Second email. Jack Eckert says, thank you, good. Should I watch Daredevil and Iron Fist before the Defenders come out? Because he's seen Jessica Jones and Luke Cage. Should he watch him as a marathon? No.
I think Daredevil season one.
Yeah, really okay. Yeah.
And some of two.
I like both seasons of Daredevil. You can skip Iron Fist. Honestly, and again, nothing against the people involved in that, but you can skip the entire thing.
Yeah.
But
all
I mean,
his powers and abilities and where he's been is explained in The Defenders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Nice.
Good stuff.
That is good stuff.
Best TV show ever, Mason?
Yeah, I think
spoilers?
It was the best TV show ever.
Excellent. You know what I didn't really kind of enjoy?
What's that?
So in this, they bring back Elektra. She's back from the dead.
Uh-huh.
And then she gets her memories back and then she kills...
Is evil anyway.
Yeah, the villain for no reason. And then it's like, now I'm the head of the hand.
Uh-huh. And then she sort of regained her humanity by her and Daredevil beating each other up for like 5 full minutes.
In a dragon skeleton.
Yeah, it was weird. Oh yeah, that's right. Finally, we get the dragon that was promised.
You say finally though.
But not really.
But not really.
Yeah.
Like they talk about dragons a lot in this and they talked about them a lot in Iron Fist. Mm.
Again.
And it's just a dragon skeleton.
In his own series, Iron Fist did two things. He constantly talked about encountering a dragon in the mystical city of Kunlun, and also he constantly had flashbacks, none of which were as interesting as him fighting a dragon.
No, absolutely not.
Why wouldn't that be the only thing I'd think of?
It was also implied that maybe it wasn't a dragon and it was something else because he was kind of like, oh, that wasn't what I expected it would be or whatever. But then in this, there's just dragons.
I think that's fine.
Yeah, okay, I don't disagree. But he's such a thundering dumbass.
Oh,
absolutely,
sure.
So he's the key to this entire... Everything has been building up to this because he's the one who can open the door under New York City, which leads into a room filled with dragon bones that the Hand want to remove to make them immortal. But in doing so, they're also foundations of the city, which means the city will collapse.
Yep. Man, I should ask you what the story is.
So that's it. That's what this has been building towards.
Hmm.
There's dragon bones under the city, and if you pull them out, New York will literally fall down.
Correct.
Ta-da. That's horseshit. Come on. Like, that's it, really?
Yeah, but underneath the dragon bones, there's also a giant turtle. So New York is on dragon bones and then a turtle.
What's under the turtle?
A pea. Okay. A mattress and then a pea. So you be careful, because if the turtle wakes up because he feels the pea, the whole city's going to collapse.
Yeah. Look, I just think it could have been... I know, it just seems a bit... And again, as we mentioned earlier, that could be explained. Stick could have said, oh, the Hand are after some dragon bones that sit under New York City because it makes them immortal. All right.
Yeah, cool.
Like, that's fine. But I guess that would have been a weird thing to introduce in Daredevil season one.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Mm.
What do you say about that?
It's a good question.
Why did he open the door? Surely he knew he was there to open the door. They were like, we need your Iron Fist to open this door. And he's like, I'll never do it. Well, you can't make me. And then he does it. He just punches the door.
Well, Elektra makes him punch the door.
But surely, read,
just don't
read
use the
play, you dumbass.
Just don't use the Iron Fist.
Exactly.
Mm. But I guess, that's the thing. I guess if you build a character who's not very good at fighting unless he uses the Iron Fist, then you put him in a situation in which he has to fight well, then he's going to use the Iron Fist and then he's going to open the door.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. What do you think of Elektra's costume? I hated it.
It was all right.
Okay, fine.
Red and leather and what do you want from it? More silks?
More silks, exactly, okay. Yes.
More silks and bandanas?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was fine. It's kind of... The costumes in the Netflix series aren't great in general, which I feel like is why they haven't done the Iron Fist one.
Yeah,
They've managed to do a decent Daredevil. Though sometimes his eyes look too close together on the helmet. I think they've changed the helmet on this one.
Maybe
it's just me.
But that's the thing. I think they've gone... In the very final scene, we get what I think is going to be the Iron Fist costume, which is just the tracksuit.
Right, yeah, the Adidas tracksuit.
Well, it's hard to see because it's in the dark, but I'm pretty sure
it's green.
Yeah, but
it's got the...
I think it's green with the yellow stripes on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. That's just what we wanted, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm indifferent.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah.
This also ends with Matt Murdock is dead.
But then immediately he's not dead.
How did he get out of that?
I don't know. It looked like
he dragged out by nuns.
It looked, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's right. See, under the P, there's a whole bunch of nuns.
Yeah,
they're holding up the P.
Ah, oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
That's
so
right.
So, what happens when they move? I guess the building fell down.
Building fell down. Exactly. Idiot.
Yeah, we saw it fall on him, didn't we?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, like it.
I'm not complaining. I don't mind. Right. I like him. I'm glad he's not dead.
Look, I mean, there's. It is. We're in a comic universe. There is a million ways to get out of this.
Yes.
I mean...
Teleport?
No, not that.
We'll dragonfly him out?
Probably dragonfly him out, yeah.
Okay.
But...
Hide in a turtle's mouth?
The only issue is it looked very much like they were in the middle of a very large room with no exit for quite some distance, and then a building fell on them.
Yes.
So, how's he going to get out of that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Nuns, well, clearly.
Well, he has.
Yeah, he's done
it's
it.
It's not a question of how. I yeah. would not be if he has.
Okay, here's the further question. What do you think his ailment is? Because I'm assuming either one of two things. It's either one, amnesia, or two, he's lost his daredevil powers, but he can see again.
He's had his daredevil powers lost before.
Yeah, I reckon it's that, but he can see.
Okay, right.
Yeah, or amnesia.
Because a building fell on him.
Because a building fell on him.
Yeah, he got a dragon bone stuck up his nose.
That's right.
And healed him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. No, I think that would be interesting. I think they've confirmed season three. Also, they mentioned Maggie. Maggie's his mother.
Daredevil season three. He's just a normal guy again.
Like, he's got to get the dragon bone out of his nose so he could be Daredevil.
He has to buy all new books because all his books were Braille before this. He's got to buy new books.
He's thinking of trying audiobooks, but it's not really, he likes to have the physical copy, you know?
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
Yeah. He could still, so his Braille ability's gone as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he can see. Is that what happens?
Exactly. Well, they, you know, it's like learning a language and then you don't use it for a while.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, yeah, that's fair enough.
But also, he can also technically read by just putting his hand over text.
That's true.
He
can
read the raised lettering. So.
Yeah. I really, seeing Matt Murdock in this reminded me, because we haven't seen him for a while, of how much I like this version of the character.
Yeah, right.
Like the way he's conflicted, where he... You know, he's hung up being Daredevil and he's dragged back into it just by, you know, because he just feels the obligation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that side of him that, you know, that he just wants to live a normal life, but, you know, but he has to do parkour across a roof to save a person or whatever.
I like the, yeah.
It's good.
Pretty good. There was only a little bit of parkour, but it was pretty good.
Yeah.
What else happened? Misty Knight finally lost her arm.
Thank God.
Finally.
Took him long enough.
I thought maybe they were going to do... Every season they tease her losing her arm in a different way. Like sometimes she puts her arm through like a hole in a fence and there's a snappy dog on the other side. And you're like, what's going to happen? But then she doesn't do it. Because of course, Misty Knight in the comic books has a bionic arm.
Mm. Speaking of losing, and it looks like they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Because they mention he's got connections.
See, I thought it would be like a Stark Industries, like bionic arm, but
then
again,
they have to acknowledge
that the movies exist. Yeah.
I think, I thought it was cool, but also strange of how Stick cut off his own hand to escape.
Oh, sure,
we talked about this.
Yeah.
Like, you mentioned that if he can, with zero wind-up, cut his hand off.
He's got no leverage. He can cut off...
Shear through
bone. Because his hands are handcuffed to a pole.
Yeah.
And he gets the sword. So he's got like a couple of inches of
wiggle room.
He's got a tiny amount of wiggle room. So if you can take a sword and with... one strike from like an inch away, cut off your own hand, you could cut through some handcuffs, surely.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Or cut off your thumb.
Your thumb, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess he was in a hurry. What I liked about that, though...
Also, he's blind.
He's blind.
He's blind in his one weak spot is he can't tell the difference between his own limbs and a tiny little metal link on a handcuff. It's always been his weakness. His blind spot, if you will.
Yeah, sure. I did enjoy how... It didn't even seem to bother him that he was missing a hand.
Yeah, right.
It didn't slow him down.
Like it's happened to him before.
Yeah, he scurried up a grate and escaped, you know. He's fighting it at full force. I think he even punches somebody with his stump at one point. Like his fresh stump.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
So, yeah. I do like that guy in the sense that he will do anything to stop them. Like he's like, I'm going to kill Iron Fist.
I mean, except, you know, effectively explain what was going to happen.
Sure, yeah.
But that, anything.
That would have given everyone the heads up. Mm-hmm. But like he would have killed Iron Fist in a heartbeat, you know, so Iron Fist didn't punch that door open.
That's true.
Yeah, which I respect.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's dead now, so.
Yeah.
See, like, I liked him though.
The problem is going to be that we're going to have to there's going to have to be a rational reason why Daredevil stayed down there and saved... Like, he's going to have saved Elektra in some very dramatic, noble, heroic way.
I guess he saved her soul.
Because otherwise there's no reason for him to have stayed down there. Because if she was going to be crushed to death anyway, and it turned out she gets crushed to death now, what was the point?
What was the point, yeah. Mm. Well, that's kind of, that's what he thought was going to happen in the end, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Good on him. What a good bloke.
He's a good bloke.
Yeah.
Do you have any more thoughts about it?
I think that'll do it.
Okay, great.
Actually, I do have some tweets here.
There was a weird bit in the fight at the end where just some hip-hop starts, like midway through for no reason.
That was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was like, did somebody, it felt like somebody like leaned on a boombox or somebody's MP3 player. Like it was weird, like it, and everybody in the scene act a little bit confused, like they could hear it.
Yeah,
right. But I don't think they could.
They were fighting to the beat.
Yeah.
This is from Benoy Shah. Saying that wrong. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Just finished the Defenders. What a mess. Did any of the hands' motivations make any sense? I guess in the way that they wanted the dragon
bones. They wanted the dragon bones so they could live forever.
Did I miss something there? Is there more to it than... Am I reading that wrong?
No, because it was called the Substance.
Yeah.
And the Substance was, I think, made from dragon bones.
But if they took it out, the city was going to collapse because there was earthquakes. They were going to burn the city down?
I think maybe... I don't think the city was going to call... maybe, but I think also if they're immortal, they can cause more of a ruckus.
But where did that earthquake come from?
Earthquake machine.
Okay. Yeah. More ruckuses.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're like, we've got enough bones forever.
That's right.
Do you? You've got some.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
All right.
Adam says,
Just a sprinkle of, you know, just
on your cereal.
Yes, a sprinkle on your cereal, you're fine, yeah.
Adam says, what's the
defense? You know that Salt Bay, that guy? He cuts the meat and he does a little sprinkle at the end.
A little sprinkle, yeah.
That's all you need, a little sprinkle. Yeah.
Watch the Defenders, I really enjoyed it. Thought it had the best pacing of all the Marvel shows. It's a good eight eps. Yeah, I'd agree with that, as far as pacing goes. Mitchell says, I expect tomorrow's episode of Weekly Planet Pod to be entirely made up of super loud inserts of the Defenders of the Earth.
Defenders of the Earth!
Defenders!
Out of the sky, his rockets ignite! Jets into battle, flying faster than light!
Flash Gordon!
Lord of the jungle, the hero who stalks! The beasts call him brother, the goes to war!
Phantom!
Defenders of the Earth!
I should do that, actually, shouldn't I?
You really should.
Thanks, Mitchell. Everyone thank Mitchell on Twitter for that. What a good
Mitchell.
Dan says...
Thanks, mate.
Defenders was a really great comedy. It was great as a comedy. Favourite line was when Danny says, I'm all out of calm. He was all out of calm,
yeah,
wasn't he?
That's right.
Jack says, I like Defenders a great deal, but the omission of the MCU was very distracting. Why isn't Doctor Strange there or mentioned? Yeah, Dragon Bones kind of seems like his area, doesn't it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
RJ McReady says, I'm just going to say it, the Defenders is bad. And Ami Yamoto says, the Pickle Rick episode had better fight choreography than the Defenders.
We should think of a different word to say other than choreography, because neither of us can pronounce it without a lot of thought behind it.
Choreography. Choreography.
He's edited that in. Oh, yeah. He's edited it in. He went, kukushma, and then he's just edited it in.
I did not say kukushmishma.
You did say that.
Yeah, I didn't mind the choreography.
See?
I didn't mind the choreography. But yeah, that Pickle Rick choreography was better. Will that do it, Mason?
I think so.
Well, I hope we can move on to the next segment. Do you mind?
Hang on. Okay. Yeah, you're right. When they harvest the skeleton, it'll weaken the foundations of the city and cause widespread destruction.
Makes perfect sense to me.
But blowing up the building won't, so it's fine.
Yeah, because it packs in all the dirt.
Packs in all the dirt, exactly.
What are you, an idiot?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do What Are We Reading?
Oh, what are we going to read?
I'm doing a thing. What are we reading today?
I've been busy watching The Defenders. What have you been doing?
I downloaded and have been playing Sonic Mania.
What is that?
Imagine Sonic, if you will.
Okay, great.
It's that.
Great. The game Sonic the Hedgehog.
It's the game Sonic the Hedgehog.
Nice.
It's kind of like a spiritual sequel to the original Sonic games.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Sonic 4 or Sonic 3, wherever they got up to where they started getting bad, that we never got.
Great.
So it's a new developer,
mm-hmm.
but then they've made this kind of... It's like a love letter to the original Sonic, but with some twists that feel like a natural extension. There's no weird 3D environments. Well, there is. That, like, you know how, remember in the original one, you had to run around a globe and collect dots and stuff like that?
Yeah, sure.
They do those kind of bonus missions.
Uh-huh.
But you don't turn into a werewolf or do any of that weird shit. It looks and sounds and plays exactly like the original Sonic.
Is there a Mecha Sonic?
Yes.
Oh,
and
I'm on board again.
And look, if you... The thing is... It's good if you love Sonic, but yeah, right. It also has the flaws of Sonic, whereas in you'll get 120 rings and you'll just run into a crab and then they just go
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, right, uh-huh.
And then when you're down to the last boss fight and you're just frantically kind of trying to grab the one ring that you've got left,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's that kind of thing. But look, it's fun. Like, it is. It's a good Sonic game. If mm-hmm. you don't like Sonic games, then you won't like it.
I bloody hate them.
Do you?
I was always more of a Nintendo guy. So.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
There's a new Mr. Miracle series. I'm going to start reading that.
Mr.
Miracle, the world's greatest escape artist.
I don't know. Mother boxes.
Pinging.
I don't know him.
He's the world's greatest escape artist.
Prove it.
He's
better than like Elastic Man in terms of escaping from things, is he?
Who's Elastic Man?
He's elastic. He can get out of things.
What?
Mr. Fantastic, then. Whatever.
Okay, sure.
Just someone who's really stretchy. I'm going to look up Elastic Man.
I bet there's an Elastic Girl, obviously, yeah, that's from the Incredibles. You thinking of Elongated Man?
I might be thinking
Plastic
of
Man? You think of
Plastic Man? I'm thinking of Plastic Man, yes.
Plastic Man, okay.
God damn it.
That's right.
It's really late here.
It's not that late.
It's midnight, Mason. It's the witching hour. We're all going to turn into pumpkins. Have you ever heard that expression?
No.
I remember one of my mum's friends said it to me, like, you got to get back before midnight because you'll turn into a pumpkin. And I remember thinking, the fuck does that mean?
You think that's from Cinderella?
Yeah, and Cinderella doesn't turn into a pumpkin. The carriage does, because it was a pumpkin.
Yeah.
She turns back into a hobo.
So you're suggesting that...
if you podcast past midnight...
Yeah, you turn into a pumpkin. So, okay.
That's good. An expression, right?
It's not an expression.
Or like.
But also, see, she's suggesting you're a carriage.
I guess.
Hmm.
Hang on. At midnight. This isn't good, is it? The content. Nobody cares about this.
Now,
there we go.
There'll be other people who are up late at night.
Yeah.
And they're also losing their minds.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, these are all Cinderella references.
That's
Mason.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. Look, tell my mum's friend that. I mean, my friend's mum that, or whoever
all
it
right.
was.
What's her Twitter handle?
I don't think she has one.
Huh.
She's not on the interwebs, potentially.
Right.
Or well. She is. She's probably got a Facebook page where she just. Likes articles that are incorrect.
Yeah.
You know?
Love it.
Like yogurt is poison or
yeah. Anyway, Mr. Miracle is scot-free. He's the son of bloody High Father on New Genesis.
Okay.
But then when he grew up, he was him and Darkseid's son were switch places. So he was raised in the fire pits of Apocalypse.
It's a Loki Thor situation,
yeah,
sort of.
It's a Loki Thor situation.
So he's a good bloke.
He's a good bloke.
Okay. What does he look like?
Imagine a clown with a cape.
What?
Have you never heard of Mr. Miracle before?
I'd have to say.
I don't want to be that guy.
Well, you are being that guy.
I know, right? It's pretty good. It feels really good.
Oh, this idiot. Yeah. No, I know. I do know.
Good.
He looks ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like if Iron Man opted for a cloth suit.
That's right. And there's a cape.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks like a cross between Thor and Iron Man.
Look, honestly, I like Mr. Miracle, but it's one of the all-time worst costumes.
The colouring's wrong.
Along with the original Starman, they both have ridiculous red, yellow, green costumes, and there's capes and fins. It's ridiculous.
Well, I'm glad you found your calling.
Thank
you. To read this good or terrible, good comic?
Here, it's very good.
Okay, good, excellent, very good.
Nice.
Should we do the next segment?
Yeah, letters. It's time for letters. Letters theme.
Yes.
That's what I do. I played on my phone.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
Hang on, they're here right now, we're going to do letters.
Before we letters, Mason.
Yes.
Our caravan of garbage last week was Marvel Nemesis Rise of the Imperfect.
Oh, Perfect. Because it has Daredevil and Elektra.
It's a lot of fun, sort of. Anyway, that's online.
Nice.
Already. This week, it is a really terrible Game of Thrones game.
Oh, that was the worst thing. It was so bad. And I'm not even saying that as a non-fan of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's really...
It's
horrendous.
Oh,
we won't say why.
But it's just...
I mean, I think we say that a lot, but this one really bothered me.
Yeah.
Because it's barely a game.
So, oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, that'll be up a bit early on Patreon. Ben's editing that at the moment.
Nice.
What else we got, Mason?
Ben's doing some great work.
He certainly is.
And he's far too good looking to be associated with us in any way. You notice that? He's a handsome man.
He's very handsome.
He's going to figure that out eventually, and he's going to leave this second ship.
Well, he's an actor. He's going to go do acting.
That makes
acting.
A lot of sense, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think he'll still edit our videos if he's a famous actor?
He'll get his intern to do it, I'd imagine.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You'll hire Jared Leto's old intern. And he'd be like, and the intern will be like, okay, what? Do you want me to post any condoms to people? Just use condoms. Do you want me to post a dead rat to anybody? And Ben will be just like, can you edit this video? And he'd be like, oh, relief.
Oh, God. Mm. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
Go ahead. Actually,
we've got an email
here. It's from Baitkin 101. He wants to know. He's got two questions.
Okay.
Do you think the Marvel Netflix shows would be deemed worse if they were week to week shows instead of all at once?
Yes. Well, maybe not. Maybe you wouldn't feel the drag so much.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like the slow points wouldn't feel as slow. Mm. That's a problem. Like, I don't think these are meant to be binged. I think maybe the Defenders more so, but like the Iron Fist.
We figured out we could, but we never decided whether or not we should.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't think I'm going to. I'll probably binge Punisher, but after that, if it's going to be kind of more of the same.
Yeah, right.
I'm not doing it.
Huh, there you go. Yeah. Line in the sand has been drawn.
I say that, and I probably will end up doing it anyway.
Yeah.
What do you think, though?
Yeah, I think it would definitely drag less.
Mm.
Yeah, we'd feel the drag less, yeah.
I mean, I think it's better than Arrow.
Sure, right?
But would Arrow be better if it was binged, you know what I mean? If, I don't know.
No, it's all a bloody annoying thing, isn't it? Yeah.
It certainly is.
I don't know. Second question, does it annoy you that in The Defenders, Daredevil just seems to be a better Iron Fist than Iron Fist is? We discussed this.
I like Daredevil,
the way Daredevil fights is so more relaxed and stylized. Iron Fist feels like he doesn't know any martial arts.
Do you think that's because Charlie Cox is naturally better?
Because
he seems more comfortable doing it
than
Finn Jones does.
Hmm.
He seems better at throwing fake punches.
Yeah, no, I think it's that... I don't think stylistically they're that much different. I just think we're expecting Iron Fist to be better.
Yeah. Because
he's supposed to be the best martial artist in the world.
Right, yeah.
But he's just on par with some other people.
Sometimes.
Mm.
I did like how he was kicking Luke Cage and Luke Cage is just standing there.
That was fun, yeah.
I enjoyed that
exactly.
A lot.
You know what I did like? I liked their
we should have mentioned that.
They
yeah.
clearly were like, okay, we've got the end game here is Luke Cage and Danny Rand are good friends, so yeah. we can make that happen.
I'd definitely watch that. That would strengthen both of their
Me
series
too.
If they work together. Yeah. yeah.
Are they going? They're going to do separate Luke Cage, Iron Fist.
I hope not. I think they should do it together. I think it's also. They come from different worlds.
Yeah,
I think
right.
that's interesting, and they touch on it a little bit.
Yeah.
Where, you know, Luke Cage is like, maybe use your money to help people, you dumbass.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And even though, you know, Danny Rand's been away, like he's got no real concept of money or anything, he suddenly realizes, oh, wait, I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, right? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Bionic arms for everybody.
Yay!
Spoilers.
Yes. Matt says, Netflix is making The Punisher Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod.
I know where this is going to go, yeah.
Netflix is making The Punisher and Riverdale. Would you like to see a crossover?
More than anything.
Yeah, I didn't. That never occurred to me.
Mm, right.
What do you think? Yes. I mean, you love it.
It'd be incredible.
Yeah.
So for anybody who doesn't know, there is a Punisher-Archie crossover.
Yes.
So The Punisher meets Archie.
It's one of your faves.
Sometimes it's Archie meets The Punisher. It depends which cover you get.
Yes.
And it's...
Didn't you make me delay releasing an episode once so you could buy an issue of it?
On eBay.
On eBay. Because you were worried.
I mean, there's a million copies out there, so it's not a concern.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did do that, yeah. I'm like, what if it sells out?
So if the podcast is ever late, it's because Mason's mentioned a comic that he wants to buy.
That's just right.
Harass him on Twitter.
Yeah. But yeah, it's real good. And again, Defenders style, they both stay in character the whole time.
Just drop him in for an episode.
Yeah.
That's fine. Mm. You wouldn't... Yeah, but... He's so grizzled. It's great.
He might find the Riverdale universe a little too disturbing, though, honestly.
It is. As you say, it's full of dark, sexy secrets, isn't
That's
it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got another letter, or do you want me to do a letter?
I do have another letter. This is from Louis Cooper.
Okay.
He just saw the film Logan Lucky, which...
I want to see that.
It's got, yeah, but there's a lot of ad campaigning happening right now
is
in Australia.
Is that out here yet?
Very shortly. Okay. It has the great potato himself, Daniel Craig, in there.
So good.
He says, unfortunately, I don't think it'll do very well in the box office because it seems no one has heard of it. And I think they're attempting to counteract that here because all the bus shelters and what have you have the Logan Lucky poster in it. So his question is, what are our favourite flops that have come out in the last few years?
The Wrong Man.
What was that one again?
Lucky Number 11.
Oh, yeah, with Josh Hartnett. The Hartnett.
Speaking of Hartnett, what about the other 30 Days of Night? Was that a flop?
Probably.
I quite liked that.
I have a list of box office bombs.
Let's
here.
Do it!
Recently, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows.
Nah, shit.
Now, that was good. I enjoyed that, and apparently it lost $75 million.
Good.
Let's see. Tomorrowland lost...
That was all right.
...nearly... I mean, these are estimates. Somewhere between $76 and $150 million.
That's such an ill-informed movie, like watching it.
Who's it for?
Who's it
for?
Yeah, I liked talked it, about it. I liked it too, yeah.
Mm, let's see, recent stuff.
Oh no, Lucky Logan's out here. It's out the 17th of August.
Nice.
We could see it. Anyway, could I keep going?
Let's see.
Logan Lucky, sorry. Not the Lucky Logan.
How dare you? Well, this one, this is our favorite, I think, 2005 Sahara, which lost.
Yeah.
Somewhere between 78. Well, this is very specific. Somewhere between $78,400,000 and $78,400,000 and $100 million.
That movie is a disaster behind the scenes, but it's a lot of fun.
It's a fun film.
Yeah,
but yeah,
we should do an episode on
Clive Cussler, the author of the original book, sued the production company for $100 million for failing to consult him on the script.
Right.
They countersued him. The production company found in favor of the. Oh, the jury found, the production company would have found in favor of the production company.
I
let
don't
me tell
doubt
you.
It.
But the jury found in favor of the production company and awarded him $5 million in damages.
So we got $5 million out of it still.
No,
oh, he paid $5
million. He had to pay $5 million. Yeah.
What?
And then,
what? How does that
and
work?
Then the judge ordered Clive Cussler to pay $13.9 million in legal fees to the production company.
Did he have that?
Probably. Jesus. He's like a Tom Clancy. He's written a lot of novels.
Do authors make that much money?
Yeah. I mean, not these days.
Probably not now.
If
yeah.
if you started writing novels in like
76,
yeah, exactly. Then you're rich. Okay. These days,
too bad.
Print is dead.
You need to
only
sell
podcasts
out on a podcast.
Is where you make money. Yeah. That's right.
Sell out on a podcast, you'll be fine. We should do an episode on this though, like biggest box office bombs.
Yeah, let's
maybe
do
that
it.
Could be our episode 200.
Oh yeah,
maybe we will.
Yeah, let's. Maybe
what do you think?
Will. Yeah, let's do it. Maybe. Let's
any more it. On there that worth noting?
Let's see. Let's do them all now so we can't do them in the episode. King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, has apparently lost $150 million.
Yeah,
that's
a
2017's. Nah, good on him.
What a ridiculous film. Why would you make that? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Come thinking? On.
Yeah. Anyway, let's save some
for
next
well,
time.
Maybe we'll do it next week. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Cool. I like that idea. I like that idea for a topic. Got one more tweet here. It's from Jordan. Do you think comic book movies are better when they try to adapt an existing story or create something existing? I mean, new.
Oh. Well, I mean, a lot of stuff has been adapted in name only, like Civil War.
Yes.
And
The Dark Knight Rises. That's not anything.
Batman v Superman.
Yeah, well, that's not really based on...
But yeah...
Name only, I'm saying. It's not name only, Mason. It's a different name.
No, you're right. It's a different thing.
You're
it's
right.
It's very late here. You're right. It's finally hit me. After a couple of hours of me going, yeah, you bloody, nah, it's fine. We're having fun. It's great. I can't string words together anymore. It's very late now. I think it should be original stories.
I couldn't even start that sentence.
Yeah, I think a lot of attempts to make original movie storylines have been utter failures.
Agreed. Green Lantern.
Yep.
But there's also examples of that being good. Like Iron Man is... well,
it's original-ish.
More, no.
But the origin story is the same.
Yeah, you're
it's
right.
Just
you're absolutely right. Yeah.
It's...
Logan.
Yeah.
Sort of
look,
old man.
Look, my feeling is that the problem is that they're adapting comic book storylines, but they're doing really, really recent ones. And so a lot of the time it's... They're introducing a new character, but they're giving them a storyline from last year.
Right, okay.
Kind of thing.
Right, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
does that make any sense?
Like an Age of Ultron?
Yeah, like an Age of Ultron or, again, Batman, Superman.
Mm.
That's a bad one, actually.
They're all older stories.
They're all older storylines, exactly. I just hate that movie.
Is Is that what you wanted to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the trick to doing it well mm-hmm. is to taking a core idea and then adapting it like cinematically the way, say, Winter Soldier did.
Yeah.
It's not mm-hmm. a direct adaptation, but it takes the general idea mm-hmm. and it kind of molds it into that cinematic universe. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good example of it being done well. So I think strict adaptations don't necessarily work unless it's like an animated thing where it's like mm-hmm. panel for panel.
No, I hate those.
Yeah, well, you do. Yeah. But then again, say like 300's a pretty faithful adaptation and that sure, works right. for what it is. Mm-hmm. Same with Watchmen to an extent, depending on what you kind of think of it. But no, I think that would be the trick to it. Because, yeah, I think I agree with you because a lot of the times original stories aren't great. Or are they?
It's very late.
It is. I guess it depends on who's writing it.
I guess it does. That's true, yeah.
Like Logan is mostly original and it's great.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's maybe the key is people... See, that I think my hesitance of saying, okay, an original storyline for a movie, it's that there's been a long history of people who are screenwriters in Hollywood who don't understand superhero, the tropes and the mechanics yeah. of a superhero story.
Right.
Who are like, okay, well, it's superheroes, so they can do anything.
Right, yeah.
And then it's like, well, no, you know, you can't just have a character be dead and then straight up alive again. Or a character dying and then being brought back to life. Because you can do anything in comic books.
Catwoman.
You can't do that.
Mm.
That's not how it works.
Right.
But that's if you only have a surface level understanding of comic books, you go, okay, well, anything can happen. But no, nobody actually dies in comic books. Like a character actually dying in a comic book is so incredibly rare.
It almost never happens.
It almost never happens. Everybody appears to die,
yeah.
but they don't. It's always a clone or an actor or a hologram or what have you, or a time travel incident.
Or they're putting a big jar of blood.
They're putting a big jar of blood. Exactly. A fate worse than death. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
But you have to, if you're gonna do an original story, you need to have somebody with some sort of background in comic books or somebody who's always been a big fan who understands the yes. tropes and understands how these things work.
You're right. When you do like a surface level adaptation, you get something like Batman and Robin where like apparently on set, he's just like bigger, louder, more color.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Comic books are colorful. Like that's when it kind of goes south, and that's the end of the podcast.
And that's the tooth.
Is it?
Yes.
He's pointing to his shark tooth necklace.
That's right. I got it after I watched Sahara.
That was prime shark tooth necklace era, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. 2005.
Did you have one?
No,
I didn't either.
Wow.
I think my brother had one.
Yeah, that sounds like something he'd do.
Wait, which one?
Both of them. In a rare twist, both of your brothers would have done that.
All right. Do the end of the show.
Oh, basically. Yeah. You can find us on Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Twitter and Gmail and Bandcamp. I'm at Wikipedia Brown.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies.
Chuck in a buck.
Chuck in a buck, as we all say. That hashtag that's never had any traction. Hashtag chuck in a buck. Or you can go to our Amazon affiliate link, which is in our episode description. Just have a bloody click on there. Get yourself some stuff.
Give it a gander.
Exactly. And we're going to kick back somehow. How's it work? We don't know.
Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
As long as we get those checks, baby.
Thank you to Raw Collings.
Yep.
At The Weekly Planet.
Yep.
He's great.
Yep, he is.
T's on T Public.
Yep.
Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for our themes.
Yep.
Thank you, everybody who subscribes and bloody listens.
Who tells a friend as well.
Tells a friend.
That definitely helps. If everybody who listens to this tells 10 friends, that'd be great. And you have to make them listen to it. We would literally have 10 times the audience that we have now.
That'd be amazing.
I think so.
Also, tell us how you get 10 friends. Imagine having 10 friends.
Can't.
Wow.
I wish I lived in that parallel dimension.
Mm-hmm.
We've got online friends, Mason.
That's true.
And that's what
online.
Counts.
That's true. You're right.
Is it what counts?
Yes.
You're right. It is.
So. Okay, good.
All right, guys.
That'll do it.
Next week, episode 200.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's... Yes.
Did you say that earlier?
I think I did.
Yes.
Didn't I?
Nice.
Maybe we're doing biggest box office bombs unless we've already done it, which is very possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for watching.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye. This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean... If you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.